going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. I have laryngitis, and apparently Trump is responsible for the creation of the Joker. This is going to be a fantastic episode, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
What's going on, America? I am Graham Allen.
And I am Alyssa Allen.
I'm already on this thing. I lost my voice Saturday night, and I've been recovering from it. So this is what you get on this episode. This is what it sounds like.
This is real.
I'm starting to wonder if I've done permanent damage to my vocal cords.
Possibly.
And this is just going to become like my new...
I'm Graham Allen.
Yeah, like my new thing, right?
Is it Jason Statham? No. Who is it that talks real deep?
Sam Elliott?
Every true man in the history of ever.
That's right.
That's Batman. That's what I'm thinking of.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
Christian Bale.
That's it.
I'm just saying. I think I'm pretty good when it comes to that.
You are.
Speaking of Batman, Joker.
Swear to me. All right. Joker came out. And people are up in arms. Thank you guys for leading me into that.
Yeah.
Oh, I apologize for cutting you off.
It's all right.
So I was written to by a viewer who said that they thought that, and I'm not making fun, I'm going to actively try to not interrupt you guys.
That was me who made the comment.
You made a fake
account just so you could write, Graham.
Quit interrupting.
Please stop. Finish our sentence. Look, he's trying.
He's doing a good
it's
job.
It's really hard for him. Go ahead.
All right,
baby.
Your turn.
Are you both done?
Yeah, we're done. Go ahead.
Are you sure? I'm trying to give you like that 1, 2, 3 count on kind of thing.
Well, you can't do too long.
Anyway, I'm going to make an active effort to not interrupt you two today because I want you to feel like valued assets of the show.
Graham.
We know
of
we're
which
valued.
You are. I would appreciate you not interrupting me. All right. Anyway, okay, moving on. No, but on a serious note, they said they really valued your opinions. And she even said, I also love your beautiful wife, Alyssa's opinion, and monotoned Jake's.
No,
she did not.
I swear to you, she did. Number one, I'm bothered because I want to know their thoughts. And number two, I like monotone Jake and sweet Alyssa. There it says it right there. Monotone Jake. That's what it says in the email.
Jake, you are not monotone in real life. I don't know what
I'm not anymore.
Happening.
I guess I'm going to have to...
inflect your voice.
Inflect my voice.
Well, golly gee whiskers, guys. No, but anyway,
wow.
So I'm going to make an attempt because
I've got
so
a message like that, too.
He's so
Jake,
upset that people
monotone.
Are calling him Monotone Jake. He's so upset.
Let's just dwell on sweet Alyssa for a minute, please.
Sweet Alyssa.
Aww.
Yeah. Your turn.
Okay,
is it my turn?
Yes,
all right.
Ahead.
Okay. All right. So CNN reports. All right. CNN, verified account.
Factual.
True news. All right. Factual. CNN says. The true appeal of the new Joker movie lies in its invidious.
Invidious?
Is that the word?
I
can't see that.
I can't either.
Invidious.
Invidious.
Invidious. There it is.
I mean, invidious.
There it is. Good job.
All right.
Well done.
Lies in its invidious validation of the white male resentment that helped bring President Trump to power.
My God.
Wait, about the Joker movie?
Yeah. So President Trump is responsible for the worst supervillain in the history of the world.
That is hashtag
makes sense
facts.
To me.
How delusional do you have to be to say that a fictional character is because of the current president? I mean, think about that for just a minute.
Yeah.
It's a fictional, it's not real. And the movie is set back in like the 1970s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought the way they were twisting it was supposed to be about mental health issues.
Well, no. What they're saying is that mentally disturbed individuals is what got President Trump elected. They're saying that the Joker would have been a Trump voter. That's what they're saying. That the villain that you know what I guarantee you? I guarantee you Batman would have been a Trump voter.
Oh, for sure.
There's no way. Batman would have voted Trump all day, every day.
Fellow billionaire.
You know what that
Superman
tells me? Sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You see there, ladies and gentlemen? All of you harp on me.
Oh,
like
my daddy's calling. I will not answer it.
Wow. Anyway, I guarantee you Superman would have been a little baby and like try to be politically correct and be like, well, I love everybody.
Probably. Well, that's true.
Well, that's why I hate Superman. Yeah, I said it, America. I hate Superman. I'm hashtag Batman for life.
And Aquaman. He looks good.
The awkward silence says everything. No, no, it's not even in the remotely same ball. Look, he's in a bag. Absolutely not.
Come on, y'all.
Alyssa likes Aquaman because we're able to watch that one with our kids because there's not lot of things that they can't see in
you
that
probably
movie.
Watch it on mute.
Yeah,
yep, pretty much.
Yeah, so, speaking of movies, and I know people are listening going, what the crap is going on? This is our, like, introduction of normal life here for you guys. So, it's October, which means that Halloween movies are in full effect.
As Graham says, Halloween.
Halloween.
Not Halloween.
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 Halloween. Halloween.
It's Hallow's Eve, but whatever.
I just like the way you say it.
What does it matter?
Halloween.
Halloween. Halloween.
It's because it's his favorite movie.
Halloween.
Halloween.
Halloween sounds country. Halloween.
Hashtag Dear America.
Hashtag Dear America.
How do you say
is
Halloween?
It Halloween or is it Halloween?
Halloween.
You see
Halloween.
How naturally more country you sound when you say Halloween?
Halloween.
Please use your inflections when saying that.
Yes. All right, yeah, monotone. Anyway, all right, point is, so how many of you listening to this remember when the Disney Channel had like Disney original movies
that would come out, right?
So you had like the 13th year where that dude turned into like a mermaid or something. You had The Luck of the Irish where he was like a basketball player. And he was like a leprechaun.
That was a good one.
Smart House was one of my favorites.
Yeah, we watched that one.
Under Wraps was a good one of mine.
The Mummy one?
The Mummy one. Yep.
There it is. Yeah, so I'm going to introduce them to that one. But the other day, I introduced them to Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
Halloween Town. Yeah, how many? Hashtag Dear America, if you remember Halloween Town, Dadgummit, Jake.
I don't.
Now I'm going to, you've never seen Halloween Town?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, if you watched it by yourself now, it would be really weird and probably the dumbest movie you've ever seen.
Like
I remember Halloween Town. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. All right. Anyway, it's about this family of witches, right? But the kids don't know that they're witches because the grandma lives in Halloween Town, which is like this place that you can only get to on Halloween, obviously, right? So they don't know. They end up going to Halloween Town and then figuring it all out and stuff. Anyway, if you were to watch it by yourself as an adult now, you'd be like, this is the dumbest movie I've ever seen. Mm. But when you watch it with your kids, you go and you see like the magic in their eyes again. It's like, oh, man, this was a great movie. And my son... My middle son, Gunner, I kid you not, he's seen Aquaman, he's seen most of like the Spider-Man movies, you know, he hasn't seen any Batman movies yet, but I mean, he's seen a lot of cool movies. That movie ended and he stopped everything and he said, seriously, guys, that movie was awesome. Like, I mean, yeah, I mean, pure quote, end quote inflection, like he was pumped. So if you have children, I recommend that you introduce them to Halloween Town.
Halloween Town.
I don't remember that movie, and I can't recommend it or not. I was skeptical. I was not
Oh,
there.
My gosh. Hmm. Alyssa finds
I'm
out.
I'm overprotective.
I order
movies.
It on. Listen
Admittedly.
To this. You want to talk about when you
Aquaman's
get married,
good.
You get a new parent. All right. So, all right. I order it on Amazon Prime
it
to watch
up.
It. She gets an email every time the Amazon, because, you know, we got to watch the kids, make sure, you know, they're
right.
not buying stuff, right? So we're watching the movie. Alyssa's not there. I get a text message, and it's basically like, are you sure that's appropriate? I'm like, it's freaking Halloween Town.
I can't trust
it's
your
a
movie
Disney
choices.
Channel movie. It's like
there
rated G.
There are some sketchy Disney Channel movies, though, y'all.
Now.
For children.
Now there are.
I was just making sure I was being a good mom.
Because you got LGBTQ plus being shoved down their throats all the time. What's the elephant or bear cartoon where they had the gay wedding?
No, that was
Arthur.
That's Arthur. It's a bear.
Arthur. Yeah.
What did you say?
It's a bear, right?
No, say Arthur again.
No.
Wasn't he an
did
Arthur?
You say Arthur?
I said, I don't know. Go away.
This is
Pass.
Jake's fault. This
Pass.
Is Jake has brought discrimination to how we say words. All right, real quick, let's get into a sponsor. Speaking of Halloween and the end of the world, when emergencies strike, you always see news stories of long lines of people and empty store shelves. Why do you always film when I do the ad reads? I am trying to do an ad right now, Alyssa. How dare you? She is filming while we do this, but there's no need to be part of that chaos, which is Alyssa, and the possibility of having to deal with FEMA food lines. Those that know what's coming are using today to prepare. You should make a plan too. I have, starting with building an emergency food supply. And I trust and use My Patriot Supply. They're experts in emergency preparedness and have guaranteed two-day delivery. Disasters won't wait, so why should you? Have you seen The Walking Dead? Come on, act now and save $70 on a two-week emergency food kit when you go to my special website, preparewithgraham.com. My Patriot Supply food kits last up to 25 years in storage and include breakfast, lunches, and dinner. Order a few today and receive guaranteed two-day delivery discreetly to your door because you don't want your neighbors to know that you're the crazy food prep guy. But they're the ones that will be sorry when the zombies come out. Take action so you're ready for what's coming and save $70. It's better to have and not need than need and not have. Go to preparewithgraham.com, preparewithgraham.com. All right, so there's a lot of little things that I want to get into in this. You know, we already touched on the Joker. That kind of falls in this cancel culture thing. You know, Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor. It's a movie. Who cares? But let's talk about some serious things that are going on in our society.
Okay.
Portland.
Oh, no. Jessica, my sister.
Oh, I thought you were telling me that you had this one. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right. Portland.
That's where she lives.
Bans urinals in a $195 million gender-neutral remodel of government buildings.
So wait, what are men gonna do?
Urinals are discriminatory against people that do not identify as neither male nor female.
So y'all are gonna have
female.
To go in like a stall like the rest of us.
I'm peeing all over the seat. That's what I'm doing in retaliation. You tell me I can't use a urinal? Well, good. Have fun sitting in this.
Well, we talked about it on... I'm trying to have more, you know, movement in my voice here.
I think you're doing well.
But we talked about it on Rant Nation. And what about the trans...
I can't take you seriously with you talking like this.
What about the trans men? So women who became men and dreamed their whole life of being a man and doing man
things.
Do they
not get to live their truth?
You know what? I will say, if I became a man, that would be on my number one list of things to do.
Thousands upon thousands of dollars to have a penis. And then they take away the urinal,
which is
one of the greatest assets of having male genitalia ever.
Who in the men's bathroom is upset about the urinal?
Probably no one, though.
Is it women that walk in there and, oh, look at the urinals? You shouldn't be in the men's restroom anyway.
It's probably truly like 30 people
The truth is, no one is really upset.
Right.
It's like Zuby said on the last episode. No one's really upset. These are just people that are just like, oh, we got to fix this because obviously this is a problem. What?
Why don't we just take all, how much money was it?
$195
million. Yeah, how about we revamp the homeless there then? Or how about we actually use it to help people instead of using it to redo urinals?
Mm. Just Alyssa just got us canceled because, you know,
it's
apparently they are helping people with their feelings.
Oh my God.
Because feelings matter more than food.
Okay, but feelings don't feed your family.
All right. Well, you know, that makes you a bigot, babe. Anyway,
hey.
All right. Moving
I'm
forward.
Sweet.
Ooh, okay. This is a good topic for discussion here. All right. So this is breaking news alert, like as of 10 minutes ago.
Ooh.
All right. New York Times reports President Trump must turn over 8 years of his personal and corporate tax returns to Manhattan prosecutors, a federal judge ruled.
Mm.
And so Rosie O'Donnell and all these people and even AOC are like, ooh, time to look under the hood. I don't really know what it matters. Like, the odds are, just like most super rich people, he's been doing loopholes on his taxes. That's how people are super rich.
Yeah.
Hello, Amazon. This is not news to anybody. So is this like their attempt to add something to impeach a president? But newsflash, you can't impeach a president for something that happened
before he was president.
Right.
You can't do that. He'd be like, no, well, you know, this guy cheated on his wife one time 3 years before he got depressed. Nobody cares.
But before Trump, I mean, this is what they do every time at both sides when elections come in, is they just try to keep throwing dirt. I mean, it gets old, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling Samuel this morning, like, with all the impeachments, at the second whistleblower just came out.
Yeah.
And they ignore Biden, all right? Like, they don't care what Biden did, what Obama did. It's starting to push me. I mean, I still believe in the Constitution, but at the end of the day, it's like, if you want to play dirty, I don't care what he said on the phone call. How about that?
I don't care if he did that.
And if he gets impeached, he can still get elected in 2020.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's the thing to me. It was not a quid pro quo. It was nothing like that. It wasn't, if you don't do this, we're not going to do this. It wasn't anything like that. Trump asked Ukraine to look into tampering in the election, right? Which is perfectly fine. Well, what is wrong with that? Like, you know, if you suspect that a country is, or you've heard rumors that a country interfered in our election, wouldn't you want to request their assistance in figuring that out, right? The problem is, if you use a quid pro quo kind of thing, like that's where, but that did not happen.
Right.
Right. Okay. It didn't happen. So what does it matter? Like, but, the president should be allowed to have conversations behind closed doors.
Right.
Like, look, dude, what the crap is going on?
Mm-hmm.
You need to figure this out, because if you don't figure this out, we're going to have a problem.
And if Ukraine really was with Russia meddling in our elections, I'm tempted to say, I don't care if it's pro quo. It's like, well, it's not constitutional. Well, it's like, you're starting to push people away from...
But that's another thing. What people don't realize... I'm sorry, I cut you off. Finish your statement.
All I'm saying is that if it's true, which I think Trump knows it's true, that they were all a part of the 2016 stuff, and the evidence is there. Joe Biden was linked to it. If that's there, then it's like, I'm not going to help your country out with military aid when I know you have information that can really finally put this thing to rest of 2016 and put some people who need to be in jail. Comey, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I just want to check. I'm giving you your time.
Don't be awkward about it.
Not awkward. I'm waiting on you to like give me a nod or something.
I am
respecting your voice on the show. Anyway, all right, so...
But all I'm saying... No, I'm just
kidding. See there? All right. What a lot of people don't realize, Democrats, is that even by releasing the transcripts of the call, Trump has single-handedly debunked the whole Russia collusion thing, all this stuff, right? Because Russia don't like Ukraine.
Yeah.
They don't. They don't like... So President Trump releasing that he's having buddy-buddy comments with Ukraine is a direct slap in the face to Putin, right? Putin ain't happy about that. I promise you. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole Trump was with Putin to Russia interfering in the election, obviously not. If he was buddies and bros with Putin, he wouldn't be releasing publicly for the world to see, oh yeah, by the way, I'm friends with your arch nemesis over here. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's breaking down before our eyes. And again, I've said it once, I will say it again. I was down in Houston having this conversation with the young Republicans down there. This will be the end of Biden when it's all said and done. Okay, it's still the firestorm of Trump right this second, but eventually it's going to start to come around. And anyway, that's all there is to it. So, all right, moving on. Let's see. Ooh, this is a good topic for discussion. Fox and Friends reports this. Cops for Trump. The Minneapolis Police Union sells T-shirts supporting the president amid a uniform ban. So what that means is the Minneapolis Police Department said that if you want to support Trump or go to a Trump event, you can't be in uniform. So this is an interesting one for me, right? Like, obviously, people are upset about this. To be completely honest, I don't really understand the upsetness about this. I mean, the military has been that way for forever. Like, it was made blatantly clear to us in the military. You can go to any political event you want. You just can't be in uniform.
Yeah.
Right? Because the uniform represents a completely unbiased and non-picking aside symbol, right? That's the military service uniform.
Yeah.
Well, the police uniform represents the same thing, right? You have no preference either way when you wear that uniform.
Yeah.
And so by showing up to a Trump rally in your police uniform, you are therefore identifying that you actually do have a preference, right? Yeah. I get it. I get that one.
Yeah, I'm okay with that,
you know,
too.
I get that one. I don't see what the big outrage is.
Isn't that the same as when we're talking about, like, Kaepernick and kneeling? I mean, that was our whole premise is, but he signed with a corporation.
Yeah, you collect a paycheck.
I mean, so it's kind of the same principle. You can't you can't take from one and not the other. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you're working it, obviously that's fine. But why would you show up anyway?
And that's the difference, like, right? Like, if you're working it,
even as a veteran.
Well, you're working it, and that's very identifiable, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you know, what you think about that. I'm okay with it. Jake, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you're almost using the uniform to, like, not intentionally, but influence people. And when people see a cop, it kind of messes, like, oh, cops are Trump supporters, which
maybe
or are not. I feel like, yeah, you're supposed to be a united. I mean, yeah. That's kind
of cops have their own rules that there's a lot of departments that won't even let you have social media pages.
Yeah.
When you're a cop.
Well, I definitely don't feel like you should. I feel like that would be an easy way to become super divided within departments.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would think you'd want to keep it cohesive and unified.
Sure.
In your department.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. What do you guys got?
The Rashida Tlaib, the facial recognition stuff.
Oh,
did you see that video?
Beautiful.
I haven't. What
beautiful.
Is it?
She's at a Detroit police department.
Well, here,
let's play
a video so people can hear it.
All right.
You know what? And also, analysts need to be African Americans, not people that are not. Because let me tell you, it happens all the time.
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
I mean, I think non-African-Americans think African-Americans all look the same. I've seen it even on the House floor, people calling Elijah Cummings John Lewis and John Lewis Elijah Cummings, and they're totally different people. I'm just saying.
That's just true.
I see it all the time, and I love them because they, like, go along with it.
Well, I trust people who are trained.
I know.
Regardless of race, regardless of gender,
yeah,
it's about the training.
But it does make a huge difference.
So
as you can hear, Tlaib is racist in this. She blatantly says that white people shouldn't be analysts on facial recognition because white people think that all black people look alike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for those of you listening on audio, you should go look at the video because she's standing. She's talking to black people, and the black dude standing next to her, the second she says that, he does like his head turns around, like, what?
Yeah.
And then the police chief, who is black, then does an interview and says, you know, our analysts are highly trained.
Yeah.
And to say that they're not trained to do it because they're white, that's highly insulting.
Well, it also insults the chief.
Yeah,
because
who hired
them and said, yes, they're credentialed, they're qualified.
He says the bigger question is, what if I said something like that
as
a black man and said, you know, all white people think black people look the same? And she responds, she's like, I am looking out for my constituents. They hired me to protect them, blah, blah,
she's
blah.
She's an idiot.
Man, she is a disgrace to this country.
She's not only just an idiot, she is a terrible person.
But again, I think obviously she's not looking out for her people, but even just trying to
I hope none of her constituents are white.
Well, I know, right? Well, it's like, but just getting the vote. I mean,
yeah,
you're
the
not
angle
thinking
of, like,
about how this even plays out. You're just wanting a vote.
Right. Look
this
how much
good.
I care about
exactly.
the black community.
And when the police chief, who is African-American, is looking at you going, what?
Mm-hmm.
That should say something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do I know?
It's crazy.
All right. Houston Library Houston Library apologizes after registered sex offender participated in drag queen story time.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's happened a few times.
I feel like that happens a lot of the times there. Yeah. Well, first of all, the whole drag queen story time thing is
horrifying.
I don't even understand the logic behind it. And people will be like, it's
not
a public thing. Parents are choosing to take. Well, the parents should be like arrested. I mean, I'm serious. Like the second you walk in there, it's kind of like Tosh.0 said, the second you pull up to Taco Bell at 3 a.m, the cops should just arrest you right there because you know you're drunk. Because nobody goes to Taco Bell at 3 a.m. unless you're drunk. If you think that your 6-year-old child should be read to by a drag queen and be explained to what drag queen means and what it is and all this stuff. There's a video going around of a drag queen like strip show at Drag Queen Story Time right now.
Oh my God.
Where the kids are putting like dollars in.
You should automatically have a DHS case put against you for investigation.
That's insane.
Period. Yes, I said it and I meant it.
Oh, right.
That's just the way I feel. I mean, what is, okay, explain, hashtag Dear America, let me know. What is the point? I need to know what the point is. What is the point you're trying to teach your 6-year-old child by
I'm
that?
I'm not sure why you have to have drag queen, like dress up. Why can a person not just go read to a child and it be okay?
I think the angle is they're trying to make their kids accepting of other people of different, you know,
would you say
sexual orientations?
Would you say
whatever.
That drag queen shows in general are sexualized? Would you say that's a fair thing to say?
I'm pretty sure that's the whole point.
Doesn't that have to do with sexuality and feeling sexy and sensual and all that stuff?
Lipstick,
right,
all the
right.
Makeup,
so if we can agree that the basis formulated around that is due to a sexual nature, then what is the point of having it in front of children? What is the point of that?
Well, that's my point.
Other than to sexualize children.
Well, that's my point. You can be a person who, you know, is into drag. Why not just go be able to read to a child without having to do this huge, you know, look at me. I don't, you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why we have to, sexualize
I'm not saying that you should throw stones at people that participate in, you know, drag. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is explain to me the point other than sexualizing children. Explain to me what that does and the benefit of that. What does that do to make your child a better child? What does that do?
Right.
You can't. It is strictly for this culture where we are sexualizing children.
Or pushing agendas.
And we're using our children. 20 years ago, people would throw their kids into like football or baseball or homecoming pageants or beauty queen pageants and stuff because you were using your kids to project things that you never got to do or things that you wanted to do, right? Well, today we are using our kids to project our wokeness how morally superior we are and how politically correct we are. Mm-hmm. That's not our job as parents. Our kids are not there to make us feel better about ourselves. That is not what they're there for.
Yeah. And you don't have to expose the kids to things to make sure that they're all right when they confronted in real life.
Especially at 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah. It's like, here's a murderer. All right. Watch this guy kill
look
somebody.
Look at it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Let's break it down even further. Okay. Is sex a bad thing? We're not talking about
Absolutely.
Kids. Okay, no, I'm not talking about kids.
We
is sex
never
a bad
have it,
thing?
No.
Ever.
No, it's not, right? Sex is not a bad thing. Should kids be having sex?
No.
There you go. See what I'm saying? Yep. It's not a bad thing, but it's the wrong time.
Right.
Okay? I'm not saying that drag is bad, all right? I don't agree with it religiously and all that stuff, but as far as freedom and being an American that stuff, there's nothing wrong with it. Do whatever it is you want to do. You put it in front of kids, it becomes bad because it's wrong time in their life. It's not the right place. Same freaking principle.
Yeah.
If you want to smoke, I mean, I think we can all agree that smoking is bad for you. But if you're 18 years old, 19 in Alabama, if you want to smoke, by God, that's your God-given freedom and right as an American to do so. Mm-hmm. Should you be smoking when you're 10 years old?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
Even in high school, like, it'd be kind of funny if they brought in a drag show for like a high school, what do they call them? The pep rallies?
Pep rallies.
Like, that'd be kind of funny and nobody would really get upset. But these are like 5-year-olds.
Yeah, no, these are kids. But even that, like, I try to think back to when I was in high school. If they'd have pulled us in there to watch some drag queen
that would be weird.
Read to us, we would have flipped the tables over and be like, what
That's
kind
why
of
they'll never
freaking
do that.
Garbage
yeah.
is this? There
alive.
Ain't no way I'm sitting sitting here. We'd have been sneaking out the back window of the library, you know, going to the gas station or something.
Okay, speaking of fantastic parenting, I have one.
All right.
Since it's Halloween.
Okay.
Halloween. And we're in the spirit.
Halloween.
Who is Wrinkles? Does anyone know?
What?
A cat?
The clown.
Oh.
Anybody know who this is? Apparently there's like horror stories of Wrinkles the Clown.
Wrinkles
who appears
the clown?
To teenagers and children randomly.
Sounds like a metaphor.
He's actually really creepy looking.
I bet he is.
It's a legend. No, it's like a legend. And so it goes through. What? Why are you laughing at me?
My mind just went straight in the gutter. Oh, look out, sweetheart, for Wrinkles the Clown. Here he comes. You know, kind
well,
of
he's actually, look, he's horrifying. They say he like comes in windows and like, can you see it?
Oh, no.
Anyway, but this is amazing. So this legend, this old wives' tale has been circulating. So now amazing parents have told their children this can now hire a Wrinkles the Clown impersonator for a couple of $100 to terrify your
child. That's amazing. That's terrible.
Wow. Now, obviously, these people are doing it to like their teenagers or adult children, but it is kind of funny. So they've invited him into their lives is what they're saying.
I completely approve it. I think that's great.
I think it's hilarious.
You've seen that video of the dad. He takes the chain off of the chainsaw and he puts the Texas Chainsaw Massacre Junior's mask on. He busted his kids.
That's horrible.
And like, is that chainsaw
terrifying.
Going? And these kids like stick to the wall like Spider-Man. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I got something.
All right. But
before we do, let's hit our second sponsor.
Self-defense is your God-given right, period. But it's your responsibility to practice, which is why I want you to go to your computer right now and get iTarget Pro System. This is the first dry-fire training system to combine smartphone technology with the industry's best laser bullet. Using your smartphone, their proprietary app tracks a laser bullet which fits your gun and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. iTarget Pro is completely safe and comes with a your caliber specific laser bullet and target system. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code Graham. Train risk-free for 30 days. Return if not completely satisfied, but before you do, go to the range and experience the difference. Take it from me. Dry fire training will develop muscle memory, help with target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. Plus, you'll save a ton of money on ammo. Go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter I, targetpro.com. Offer code Graham.
All right, so there is a new Swedish death metal group.
Okay? Oh.
They are climate activists, and they just recently came out with a new song that you might recognize.
I hate everyone.
The lead singer of this. Here we go.
We'll be watching you.
That's amazing. Oh, Greta.
This is all done. I should be back in school.
I should be out of school.
How dare you?
How dare you? That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's hilarious,
that
man.
Is awesome.
That's so funny.
How dare you?
So, where did you find that?
The old internet.
So speaking of crazy climate control people, did you guys see the video at the AOC event where the lady's like, we should start eating babies?
I had a feeling that was set up.
You didn't see that?
No.
You didn't see, so there was a woman that popped up and said that the Green New Deal is not enough. That some people say that we should start eating dead bodies, but that's also not enough. There's too much CO2, so we need to start eating babies to do the CO2. Now, rumors have come up that it was a plant to like poke fun at AOC.
Oh.
However, and I had this conversation with Dan Crenshaw over the weekend, and I disagreed to a point of this. So the thing that I had a problem with was not the crazy woman. I mean, whether she was a plant or not, she's obviously crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the lack of no, we shouldn't eat babies that did not come out of AOC's mouth at any point. And so Dan initially, he didn't come to her defense, but he initially said, you know, I've had some crazy people and you know, just sometimes in the moment, you just don't, you know, sometimes you're just in the moment going, okay, you know, please don't stab me, you know, like kind of thing.
Sure.
But then me and Benny Johnson turned it around and we said, Dan, if that had been you and somebody said that we need to eat babies and you did not immediately rebuke that, you'd be crucified. You would absolutely be crucified because you're a conservative, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that is the valid argument in that whole clip. I'm pretty sure it was a plant now, but either way, the thing that's most shocking to me is that she didn't say anything.
Right.
In fact, when she did respond to it later on in Twitter, she said, "We don't need to talk about it because this person's obviously mentally ill." Yeah, you should acknowledge that they're mentally ill and we shouldn't make fun of her, but you should also put in their asterisks, hashtag save the babies or something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The other thing is, like, a lot of people bought it. Like, yep, that's the kind of person that goes.
A lot
of
people are like, well, we should be eating babies.
Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, let's not talk about it.
No, I'm serious, man. And so that's the interesting part to me is that you can't squeeze in a no, I like babies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. She's already said that she's going to have one less child because of the climate.
Negative one child, though. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Her child's going to be CBD.
You want to go speaking of crazy? Graham, I have a speaking of crazy people.
Okay.
Did
okay.
y'all see the woman at the Bronx Zoo who climbed over the visitor safety rail?
I heard about it.
Started dancing for the lion.
Oh.
Saying hi.
Yeah.
And dancing in front of the lion. It was recorded. You
That's
can watch
it. That's
the
lady I want to take
she
home.
She was arrested for unlawful trespassing. I'm surprised she wasn't eaten. Well, but it reminded me of my favorite skit, Graham, help me. Who is it that does the lion skit? Gotcha.
Oh, Cat Williams.
Yeah.
That's
my favorite
tiger.
One.
Tiger.
Oh, the tiger.
The tiger.
Whatever it is, it's hilarious.
Oh, there was
but
a
that's
big
what it reminded
mo-
am I
me
even
of.
A tiger?
Mom.
I don't even know if I'm a tiger.
This is it. This is not a drill. Like, that's all I could think of when I saw her climbing in, just dancing for the lions.
Well, that almost sounds like a Florida man story, climbing over the rail.
It really does.
I have a Florida man story.
It's always Florida.
21-year-old Florida man sentenced to 10 days in prison after he overslept for jury duty. Can you imagine
that?
It caused a 45-minute delay. Can you imagine missing your alarm clock and then you get arrested for 10 days?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a little
That's a little
super
much.
Super extreme.
Wow.
I don't remember what state this was in, but I don't know why I didn't bring it to the show the day I saw it, but it was this article about this dude. These people broke into this guy's house and he shot him, like killed him straight up. But
he went back to sleep.
He got in trouble because he just went back to sleep. Yeah. He's like, I'll deal with that in the morning.
Oh.
So he shot these dudes, and then he just goes back up.
Oh,
he's
no,
like 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He goes back, just goes back to sleep, and then and then that's what he got in trouble for. And so a lot of people are upset about that. And again, it's one of those things. No, I mean, even if it's self-defense, that's one of those things. You got to call somebody.
Yeah.
You know, you really
somebody.
Yeah, you really got to call that. So a common misconception that people have from self-defense things like that, like because they've watched a lot of TV shows, is somebody breaks into your home, you shoot them dead in your home. Clean shoot, whatever. The movies are like, Mr. Johnson, we'll need you to come by the station in the morning for a full statement. They're like, okay, thanks. And then they go to sleep and they go the next morning. That's not what happens.
Uh-uh.
In real life, you get handcuffed,
you
get put in the back of the police car, and you go to jail.
Yeah.
All right? Until they figure out what the crap happened. You got to get a lawyer. You got to get all this stuff. There ain't no, well, you just shot somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you, buddy. Go back to sleep. We'll see
High
you in the
five.
Morning. Yeah. Hey, bring us some Starbucks when you come in.
He was, 70 years old?
Yeah.
He probably knew that. So he probably wanted to sleep.
Probably.
And then like,
mm-hmm. probably
him,
old
I'll
man.
Take care of it in the morning.
You know? Anyway.
It kind of makes me like it more.
Common misconception is that even if you have a clean shoot, then you just go back to sleep. No, and you'll
probably
never get that gun back ever, even if it is a clean shoot.
Speaking of self-defense, do you see the 60-year-old woman in Texas fend off the bank robber?
Uh-uh. No, I didn't see that.
I think I did.
Let's check it out.
Abilene police say this 60-year-old woman fought off an armed robber inside a bank. Wow, the suspect forced the woman, who is also an employee of the bank, inside the building at gunpoint. Mm. Jill Beattie then decided to fight back.
Wow.
Good for her.
That's awesome.
Good for her. That's awesome.
Yeah, she kicked him
and
in his
she,
nuts.
I was gonna say, she got it.
That's what you got to do, man.
She did it.
You youngster.
All right.
Get out of here.
Eric Swalwell yesterday tweeted a groundbreaking revelation.
Yeah.
He says, I'd still be running for president if I hadn't listened to Rick Perry. Of which I responded with, you'd still be running for president if anyone, literally anyone, would have voted for you. I mean, I'm being for real. Yeah. Like, the dude dropped out because he had like 0%, like no one.
Aww.
I would have had a better shot of winning running for the DNC nomination than Eric Swalwell.
Yeah.
It's just
one of those things.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he had one vote, I bet.
It's like everybody else maybe is still moving forward with this, and he's in the back. Like, I could have still could have done it.
Shut up, Eric.
You're out of this thing.
Who
now
was the dude they were in? They were in session, and somebody referred to him as President Swalwell.
Yeah.
Ow! I just bit the microphone.
Gates or
yeah, that was funny. Yeah. Okay, CBS News: high school teacher tells class a Confederate flag means you intend to marry your sister.
I can't even be upset about that.
That's amazing, yeah, dude. Look, there it is. Like flying proud right there.
Was he poking fun? Like, or was he like trying to like be mean?
I don't know. I didn't click in the article because I didn't really like want to dissect it. I just thought that
funny
was hilarious.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
So,
you want to marry your sister?
So I saved it. You want to marry your sister. So really quick, I want to talk about something that's completely out there. I had a 4-hour drive each way this weekend. So I started listening to some podcasts. And what I like to do is I like to listen to podcasts. I like to listen to people that I know and that I like. Charlie Kirk, plug Charlie Kirk show. Love that. Joe Rogan, love that. Ben Shapiro from time to time. I don't listen to Ben Shapiro all the time. But I decided to, in a spur of the moment thing, I decided to listen to Logan Paul's podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Impulsive is what it's called.
Impulsive?
But Impulsive, because his name's Paul, Logan Paul.
Well, this would be a good discussion because I'm on Logan's team.
Yeah.
You are?
All right. Well, hold on. I'm getting to it. So, I will say this. Logan Paul has grown up a little bit. I will give him that. I still think that Logan Paul has a responsibility because the vast majority of his audience are kids, but he's not a kid anymore, right? And so, I mean, you know, he's 24, fixing to be 25. I mean, you can't.
And a lot of his audience isn't either anymore.
Well,
they're growing
up
as well.
But he's so popular, I would say it's still 60-40.
Sure.
I would say it's still 60-40.
But the whole responsibility thing, it's like when you have your kids on YouTube, they're restricted to only watch YouTube Kids, right?
I may be on Jake's team now because we can't restrict anyone. He can say what he wants to say. But I do feel like since it is targeted at that, it's really the parent's responsibility to make sure and understand what your kids are listening to.
This isn't where I was going. I'm not talking about that I didn't like his show.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
What I was talking about is one of the biggest. I'm talking about the people that were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he has a lot of like pop icons, music, TV, and even porn stars come on the show, right? And so I was listening to his Aaron Carter one. And then it ended, and then the next one came on, and it was a porn star that was on there. And so I was listening to it, and I was listening to how these people legitimately think about things, right? Because they don't just talk about, like, the porn industry. Like, everybody knows what the porn industry is.
Yeah.
But they were having conversations about this person's life, you know, and how they are and their relationship with their family and all this kind of stuff. And what I discovered is that this person has a horrific relationship with their family, completely broken.
A lot of times do.
A lot of times do. And relationally, just this completely like completely twisted upside down idea of what relationships and all this stuff is supposed to be like. And it just really got me thinking, because I like listening to those kind of things because it shows you like the other side. I think a lot of times as conservatives and Christians and all this other kind of stuff, I mean, we truly surround ourselves in our bubble, which is great. You need to have that reinforcement of your camp, so to speak, right? But if you don't listen to what these other people are actually saying and what they actually believe and how they think, it makes it really hard for you to even figure out a way to communicate and relate, right?
Absolutely.
And so it was just, and so I say all this to say that I actually didn't hate the podcast, because it really kind of opens up a lot of doors. It's an adult show.
Yes.
Like, first of all, it is completely an adult show. There is no reason whatsoever of any kind, any time, that a person under the age of 18 should listen to this show. However, I found it really, like, eye-opening.
Insightful?
Insightful. Yeah. To listen to the people that are in these spotlights for whatever the reason, what they think and what they feel. Like, Aaron Carter was on there. Nick Carter's brother from the Backstreet Boys.
Thank you. I was struggling.
Okay. All right. By the time he was 18, he sold 75 million records himself.
Oh, wow.
You know, Aaron's house and all that. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, Aaron Carter songs. And dude, he is like completely messed up.
Really?
I mean, completely, like, out of his mind nuts. I challenge everybody, if you want to hear, everybody's talking about the Joker and all this stuff, if you want to hear what true mental health sounds like, listen to the impulse. And I'm not talking bad about Aaron Carter. Like, I legitimately am concerned for this dude. Listen to the impulsive episode with Aaron Carter. It's like one of the newest ones. Like, it's in the five most recent. And I mean, you truly hear this guy, like, all over the place in this stuff.
Is he on drugs, honey?
Well, yeah, he's a recovering drug addict. I mean, supposedly clean now, but like, his whole family is torn apart.
Sure.
And I mean, and he's just like paranoid the entire thing. And so what I'm getting at here is, you know, we talk about these people and we talk about all the crazy things they say. Mm-hmm. Like, you see all these Hollywood elitists and these musicians and stuff saying all this crazy stuff and supporting all these crazy people in office and everything. But then you listen to something like this and you actually hear how these people talk and how they think, and you go, no wonder they agree with this crazy stuff. These people are nuts.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're surrounded by yes men, too.
Yeah.
Everybody in their life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they pay them.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Carter even goes on to say, because I mean, you can even hear, like, the awkward pauses from the guys on the show. They're like, you know, they go, well, do you think, you know, that there's merit behind some of these claims? And Aaron Carter even says, no, why don't you ask the guy that lives with me 24/7? I mean, just because I pay him doesn't mean he'll lie to you. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, it does.
That's
exactly what that means. That's why in a court of law, you can't take a statement from somebody that you employ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's conflicts of interest there. But this dude is like nuts, man. Anyway, like I said, it's just, if you truly open up from every now and again, you start to understand why you see all these people agreeing with these crazy things, like eat the babies and, you know, and healthcare for all and all this other kind of stuff, post-birth abortion. I mean, all these crazy things, and you sit back and go, how can people believe this stuff? But then you hear them talk about their lives and how messed up it all is and what they think now, and it starts to put some context. Man, these are broken folks.
Yeah.
And that's why they believe these things. So, again, I'd love to have a conversation with Logan Paul. I think it'd actually be pretty cool to sit down and talk with him.
He's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy, but he's a young guy too, right? So, I mean, he's living his life. He's doing his thing. I mean, obviously, he made a huge mistake about 2 years ago when he was in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to that
Suicide Force.
Yeah, Suicide Force, and he filmed it. I mean, that was a big old
pushing boundaries.
That was a big old goof right there. Yeah. But anyway, so it was one of those podcasts that I finally listened to that it was really interesting to hear that from a different perspective. So major plug for Logan Paul there. But you know, anyway, it was interesting to listen to that driving down the road.
Yeah. It's good to have other perspectives.
It is. It's important.
Especially
just make sure
dialogue.
You're grounded in your own before you start venturing out.
Yeah, no.
That could be dangerous.
Definitely. I'm not saying if you're a Christian and stuff, you need to listen to impulsive every episode. That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm saying is, it was one of those, I mean, I truly did it for like this, like for work to, mm-hmm. To talk about the contrast there. Because he has, if you count YouTube views and everything, he has the number one podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Even more than Joe Rogan. If you count YouTube views and stuff, I mean,
wow.
He's absolutely just decimating it. And so, you know, I figured, hey, you might as well take a listen to, you know, the number one and figure out what they're
exactly.
doing.
Yep.
And so anyway, yeah. So I guess that's it. You know, stay grounded in what you believe, but don't not pay attention.
Don't stay in a bubble.
To what
you need
is
to know
actually
going on.
Yep, right.
For sure.
So anyway, there's my philosophical end to today's show.
Nicely done.
Thank you for listening to the Dear America podcast. We hope you enjoyed this Monday's episode. Next week, next Monday, we will have Catalina Lauf in the studio. She is the Illinois congressional hopeful that is hoping to unseat AOC as the youngest elected member of Congress ever. She's going to be here in the studio, so that'll be really cool next Monday. Yeah, and we will see you again on Wednesday. Thanks so much for listening. Real quick, Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram.
Jake?
You can find me on Instagram.
Wow.
At producer_Jake.
And I'm Graham Allen after that completely awkward moment. That's all we have for this episode, and we'll see you again next time.
See ya.
Bye.